This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Give me that impact gun. Let's get that open sign up. And of course, when you're on the radio, it's on the air sign. There, we're live right here from the Auto World Plaza. Good to have you along, folks. I'm glad to be here. We're proud to be behind the silver microphone today here in Auto World in the Auto World Plaza, and I appreciate you riding shotgun with me. Sit back, relax. I'll be doing the driving. Sometimes now I do 10 and 2 on the steering wheel, but some days I have one hand on. So hang on. Fasten your seatbelts, put the tray table up, prepare for takeoff. Let's do it. We have a lot to get to. First thing, though, a little fresh reminder, just remember the cabin filter. The cabin filter. You have a cabin filter. Get it out of there. Get it replaced. Thank you. No more allergies. See, that's how easy it is to fix things. That's who I am, ASC Certified Master Technician, working on cars for 45-plus years, buying and selling all types of cars, older cars, newer cars, hot rods, classics. I love it. Just here the other day, a friend dropped by, said, hey, we've got a car we'd like you to take a look at, one of their friends. Networking, you know, wise. It picked me up, took a look, and that's another automobile that I might be helping sell. I use one of the menus I do use is bringatrailer.com. Bringatrailer.com. I do recommend you folks, if you'd like to, please do. Since you're listening to Auto World, I know that you enjoy the Auto World out there that you're in, and maybe you're tuning in for fun, maybe hopefully to learn something. That's why I'm here. I want you to leave the show going, huh, I didn't know that. News that you've never heard before. I'm going to take you literally under the hood. I'm going to take you behind the scenes. Sometimes I get in trouble by telling you certain things before they even happen. That's okay. I want to make sure that you know about the recalls here on Auto World. I want you to say, one of the segments we do, did you know? Yeah, sometimes it comes to me before anybody knows. And it's the truth. It's the facts. And if you know it before anybody else knows, I can save you some cash. That's what it's about when it comes into your Auto World. So with that, I welcome you to call at any time. We're live at the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. The number is 855-660-4261. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com since 1992. Let's get on with it. We got a lot of things to get to. First thing is ugly. Woo! Yeah, you like the looks of that car, or is it ugly? How much does it really cost for that car design to make you, me, your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, your enemies like the design? Or do they like the design? Well, the debate surrounding AI, yep, artificial intelligence, continues. As you know, it's been in the news. I don't think we're going to be able to say goodbye to it. It's going to be here for us for a long time. Well, now it's into the automotive industry to the point of no return. Yep. See, back in the early days, how did they design the cars? Somebody had to. They didn't have computers, did they? No. They had drawing boards. They had, you know, lead pencils, maybe crayons, ink pens. Henry Ford. Lewis Chevrolet, ink pens, well, AI. Ugly cars. Woo! How do we know if it's ugly until they have to build it, design it, put it out there, build it, put it out there on the line, then all of a sudden it doesn't happen. It doesn't. We might buy it or we might not buy it. They spend thousands and millions of dollars. Well, how much do they spend? What's it cost today? Well, AI is coming in to our world in a big time period to be creative with our automobiles. Big time. Now, automakers, the styles, come with a high price point, folks, a high price point. many brands will invest more than $1 billion. $1 billion for an average car design. You heard me. $1 billion just for an average car design. And it only goes up from there. As many automakers, there's quite a few of them, they will literally pour up to $3 billion for big redesigns. So they still believe that the design that they spend $1 billion on is still going to make it, but you and I aren't buying it, so they're going to pour in $3 billion to make it happen even more so. That's some real cash. I can't even imagine how big the mountain would be. Well, the truth is the truth, though. Nobody out there, do you? Nobody, all of us, nobody buys an ugly car. And there is a couple that's been down the road that has happened. Can you picture some of the cars, some of the automobiles that's been built that didn't happen, didn't work? Ugly. I mean, I'm not saying they're ugly. I'm not saying they're bad or anything. But I know that one of the General Motors products that General Motors is boosting on this AI program they're talking about, because they want to make you aware of the $3 billion they're going to spend. The Pontiac Aztec was one of them that General Motors built. It was a crossover SUV. It was released by General Motors back in 2000. And it was designed to enjoy the outdoors. I actually was on the ride-and-drive debut of that automobile. And, you know, had positive experiences. And, you know, we've got one of our charter members. He owns one. And I think more down in Florida, Sonny, I believe, has got one. And, hey, he still has it. It's driving just fine. He says it's doing good. But the whole thing is, and how about how many others are out there in the back in the day? The Gremlin, you know, where'd it go? Where's the Ford Pinto? I mean, I could go on forever. There's so many different makes and models, but the point is AI now is coming in to redesign and make sure the artificial intelligence, AI, will design a better-looking car at less than $3 billion. Now, what they're talking about, AI, General Motors is basically saying it's $100,000 now. It's a bit, that's it. So, yay, because what it does happen, what happens here is it doesn't cost us as much money, you and I. They have to get the money somewhere to get the $3 billion, or now with AI, it's $100,000. So this will help the price of new cars to stay maybe a little lower. That, you know, keeps them from charging more and more and more every year to you and I in order to keep the price down. So AI is now into the artificial intelligent AI, can design cars now a little bit to be a little bit more attractive. They're doing it on the computer with AI, and they're sending it out to you and I to look at it. So you might see one if you haven't already in the mailbox to you or through email. I mean, that is, I guess that is an email box, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yes. Got a little trivia here for you. Talking about cars that aren't around anymore. What was the last model year for the Pontiac Fiero? Pontiac Fiero. Oh, boy. That had that engine in the back behind you. Small little car. Do you have a Pontiac Fiero? Raise your hand. Raise your arm. Wave that hand. What was the last model year for the Pontiac Fiero? 855-660-4261. Got a great little detail package for every one of you that calls in and or emails. The number is 855-660-4261, and email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. What was the last model year for the Pontiac Fiero? I have worked on quite a few of those, and the starter, I'll tell you right now, when the starter goes out, no fun. No fun at all. When we return, we have got for you, right here in Auto World, from the Greasy Garage Studio, one model earns top safety pick from the IIHS. We're going to get to that because you need to know. You might own this car and or you might be looking to buy this model and brand. We'll be right back. Good to have you along. It's time for some dark chocolate M&Ms.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Cadillac, that convertible. I guess we could do some jitsu in that, baby, huh?
Jitsu in a convertible. Hang on. Woo! That's crazy, isn't it? Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Appreciate you. I got a little story here I'd like to share with you from one of our listeners, Tater. Tater, thank you. First off, I want to shout out to Tater. I appreciate you sending an email in. He says, Mark, speaking of the Mercury Cougar, back in the 1980s, my mom worked for a Ford Mercury dealer. Well, being a young teenager, she brought home part of the Cougar billboard featuring none other but Farrah Fawcett in a swimsuit. Of course, it went on my bedroom wall. Yes, Tater, thank you. Appreciate that. I think that poster of Farrah Fawcett was still probably the number one selling poster. Still? I don't know. Anyway. Tater, thank you. Appreciate that. Got that trivia question out there. What was the last model year for the Pontiac Fiero? 855-660-4261. What was the last model year for the Pontiac Fiero? Bright red. Fiero. Oh, yes, they were fun. We've got an answer here. And looks like Dick, thank you. Appreciate it. Dick says 1988 was the last year for the Pontiac Fiero. Dick, you're right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate you listening. Don't know you didn't put down where you're listening from and what station and all that, but that's okay. Appreciate you being involved. I've got a great gift pack here I'd like to send both of you, if you would. Send me back an address and all, and we'll get you a little detailed gift pack out that you've never tried Mother's or Meguiar's or Wash Drops or maybe some STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner. Pontiac Fiero. Dick, do you have a Pontiac Fiero? In fact, Fiero production started, I believe, back in 1984. My memory serves me right. They were a fun car to drive, but just not fun to work on. And yes, the prices are going up. They are. Isn't that the truth? Well, today, here on Auto World, it's time now. Listen up. This is a brand and a model that earns top safety pick from the IIHS. Now, a lot of you are scratching your head like that. Oh, there went some more of my hair. Oh, well. What does the IIHS stand for? Well, we're going to find out right now. Folks, that's the Institute for Highway Safety. The all-new 2023 Honda Accord. Honda Accord does it again, has earned the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety's highest accolade, the 2023 Top Safety Pick. TSP Plus rating. They have a plus after the TSP, Top Safety Pick. You don't get too many pluses after that, folks, in my career, 45-plus years, but the new Accord did get it, a model that has long set the standard for mid-sized car safety performance, period, earned it. They do a lot of testing, a lot of testing. And that isn't crashing them. And you know what crashes cost? You've been to the body shop lately, haven't you, for a little fender bender? Well, they crash them all right. Now, this award is combined with six Honda models that have earned IIHS's Top Safety Pick TSP rating or better for 2023. That's right. I said it. Six. Four of them achieving the pinnacle Top Safety Pick Award rating, including the all-new 2023 models, the Honda Accord, the HR-V, and the CR-V. So, do you have a CR-V? That's one of the models that really kicks some, you know what, kicks some Auto World hubcap. Well, here's the award winners. I'll go down the list real quick. Now, I'm doing this because I want to make sure that you understand we want safety in our cars. In fact, that's some of more than some, but that's why the price of these automobiles are so high, because they want you safe, period. Even though you meet somebody by accident, we need to be safe, period. So here's the Honda 2023 IIHS award winners, and this is all 2023 years. Honda Accord is top of the line, right there with the TSP Plus. 2023 Honda Civic Hatchback. The 2023 Honda Civic Sedan, the 2023 Honda CR-V, the 2023 Honda HR-V, and on the end of this, which surprised me, the 2023 Honda Odyssey. It's a good make and model. They're all good. They won, all of them. If I'm counting right, that is six. Yes, that is six of them. Now, you want more information? Oh, by the way, the all-new the Honda has targeted the TSP Plus for the all-new 2023 Pilot. It did not make the list. Sorry. For the safety. So be careful there. In fact, I think one of our great charter listeners here, Trey, down in southern Illinois, I believe, Trey, I think you've got a Pilot. You've shared it with me before. Just open the doors and look right on through there. So anyway, great little rig. But it didn't make the list, sorry. Now, here's some more information if you'd like to know more about this and why and how come they radio's only so long, as you know. If you want to know why and how they did this. And you definitely want more news about it, you can go to Honda News, one word, HondaNews.com. And then if you want to know more about the information concerning the, well, what these cars are all about, meaning the creature features, etc., go to automobiles.honda.com. See, inside scoop right there, automobiles.honda.com. Okay, that way you can find out what the real scoop of it all is. That's what it's about. And one model coming up here after the break is for sure. We're going to talk about it. It's getting kicked to the curb. That's another one that's interesting that is quite unique. But the thing is, you know, we're all wrapped around what today? We're wrapped around, as we keep getting older and older and older, the other generations are coming in, aren't they? And they're buying and they're running our country. They're working now. Other, you might be retired or getting ready to retire. Gen Z. What? Oh, yeah. The Honda HR-V is America's number one, folks. Number one. The Honda HR-V is America's number one SUV with first-time and Gen Z buyers. Hey, that's good news. Because you just heard what I reported about safety. Yes, it's a fun to drive. The 2024 Honda HR-V is now on sale. And I'm getting you that a little bit early, too. But that's okay. It's on sale in certain dealerships throughout our United States, where we are coast to coast. It's starting manufacturer's suggested retail price. That's the MSRP of $24,100 for the HR-V LX. And, of course, that's excluding destination charges of $1,300. Okay, and we come back. I haven't got the list for you. We're going to go down the list of the 2024 Honda HR-Vs that these Gen X's, not X's, the Gen Z's like. I got to get my letters right. Z in a little bit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Medical equipment is finally arriving in Sudan. An aircraft carrying 8 tons of emergency medical aid landed Sunday in Sudan to resupply hospitals devastated by more than 2 weeks of fighting between forces loyal to rival generals. The supplies come as over 400 people have died during the conflict, and the United States is continuing to evacuate Americans out of the capital city of Sudan. A new report from the Government Accountability Office finds that airlines, not weather, was a leading cause of canceled flights leaving thousands of people stranded at airports. Investigators finding that the surge in flight cancellations post-pandemic was due to factors that airlines have control over, including cancellations for maintenance issues or lack of a crew. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tried to rob me blind. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Oh, the color of that water right over there. Where? The color of the water over in Monaco. Beautiful. Oh, the Monaco. Barrett Jackson heads to Monaco every year. What about that Dodge Monaco? 1971 Dodge Monaco. Oh, yeah. It had, they built it. Four-door Dodge station wagon, Monaco. They had the hardtop, HT hardtop. The hardtop Dodge Monaco back in 1971 sold for $4,631. Woo! That was pretty good money back then. Man, you had to have some cash. Well, talking about cash and the amount of what model, what price, these Gen Zs and these first-time buyers are buying these automobiles, folks. The first-time people, that are their first cars, the Gen Zs and the first-time buyers are buying the 2024 Honda HR-V. That's America's number one SUV for the Gen Zs. Now, the LX front-wheel drive FWD, the Honda 2024 Honda HR-V LX models, sell for $25,395. If you want the LX all-wheel drive, it's $26,895. But the Gen Zs, they like those sports, don't they? They like the sport model of the 2024 Honda HR-V. The front-wheel drive sport model is $27,495. But let's get right down to the nuts and the bolts of the story. And what's the most expensive 2024 Honda HR-V? And it is the EXL all-wheel drive. The price? It's a nickel away from $31,000. $30,995 for a first-time car buyer and a Gen Z buyer. Where they work, and I want their job. Back in 71, I couldn't even afford a Dodge Monaco. Okay, we got a little trivia here. Let's do another trivia question for all of us. Something that we all have, something you might take, well, you take it for granted, and you might say, I love it, or I don't like it. And that is more than likely this. In what year did rear view mirrors become standard equipment on production cars? 855-660-4261. Email is always there for you folks. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Always look forward to your phone calls and your emails. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And you can reach out and touch me there on Facebook too. You can follow me on Facebook and message me. Absolutely. Instagram too. The address on Facebook is my name, Mark Evans. If you want to see what I look like as I'm sitting here right now and behind the silver microphone, that's the photo you'll see on Facebook. So we're not trying to hide by any means. We're there for you. Google Auto World Mark Evans, and you'll be able to read maybe a little bit more about me. I appreciate you doing that. Thank you. Just Google Auto World Mark Evans. In what year did rear view mirrors become standard equipment on production cars? I got to tell you a little story about that real quick. In fact, when I first started radio back in the early 90s, I tried my best. I went to the talk show host convention, and I tried my best to lots of talk show host folks there. There was so much hot air in that room, if you know what I mean. We had dinner. We had a three-day event. Got to see James Bond movie being filmed, etc. But it was a talk show host convention. Got to see Art Bell and Rush Limbaugh. And, you know, I'm dropping names. They were there. You know, got to meet them a whole bit. But the guest speaker was Casey Kasem. Casey Kasem, he's no longer with us. Rest in peace, Casey. And I went up and said hello and introduced myself. And anyway, I asked him for an interview. And I did get an interview with Casey on my show at the time, back in the day. And he actually told me the little trivia about rear view mirrors, that the person that put the rear view mirror on his NASCAR so he could see behind him, which with a piece of bubble gum, was Richard Petty. So, a little trivia for you from Casey Kasem. So, great guy. And anyway, that trivia question again. In what year did rear view mirrors become standard equipment on production cars? 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex, he's ready. Light that GCN 2800 mixer machine board up. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Look forward to absolutely being with you there. Oh! Eddie the engine emailer, he wants me to go in that email bag. Hand her over. Thank you. Dig in there and see if we can find one. Why I wrinkle up about half of them. Whew. Man, we got a full house of emails, don't we? We do. Yeah, I dropped it. There it is. There it is. Okay. Email bag. What that is where Eddie, the engine emailer, goes in there every week. You folks, I ask you to deliver. You bring in emails, and he goes through and finds the one that tries to stump me, and please do. Stump me. Make something up. You can change your name. Absolutely. No big deal. I'd just like to help you if we can. Absolutely. We've had some good response from this, and we'd like to do that. I like to do it every hour at least once because it helps all of you. You might have the same problem or same question that this person has. So with that, let's do it. I can read this one on the air. If you don't want me to read it live on the air, just say no, but I'll still help you for sure. I always have a little detailed gift pack for you, too. And this one says, it's that time of year again. Hot. I need my air conditioning, but again, it is blowing hot air. Mark, I have to have it charged every year. I'm done. I've had shop after shop look at it, put dye in it, and still get the same answer to my question on my air conditioning. We did not find any leaks. Mark, I need your advice as soon as possible. Help. Tammy, tuning in on KZNU here in St. George, Utah. Well, awesome. Hey, Tammy, thank you. I absolutely appreciate it. You're hot and bothered, and we're going to get you cool right now. Let's do a little shout-out to our great Auto World. Oh, yeah. There's our Auto World shout-out horn. Our great Auto World affiliate family there, one of our affiliates down in St. George, and that would be KZNU AM 1450 and FM 93.1 Saturday and Sunday. Thank you. Appreciate that. Lefurkin Enterprise, and of course, St. George, Utah, in Washington. That was another town that has a look and listen, and all you other folks there. Thank you. Appreciate it. Right there in St. George, Utah. Appreciate KZNU AM 1450 and FM 93.1. Tammy, let's get you cool now. Now, here's a couple things. I could talk forever on air conditioning. I am certified. We used to have to get certified to put the R12 in back in the day. That is the letter and number for Freon back in the day, Tammy. But today's world, it's all about the HCF-134 Freon. Just 134. Let's just call it that because that's what it is. And you can put it in yourself, believe it or not, Tammy. Now, this is another thing. Again, be careful because there has been reports coming into our repair shops, service bulletins, and saying some people are doing it themselves and trying to hook up Freon in, unscrewing the Schrader valve cap off the fuel injection port and trying to inject Freon into the fuel injection. And of course, when they do that, it sprays gasoline in their face. So see, this is why you hire an expert. So I don't really recommend you doing it yourself because basically I don't want you hurt. I want you back here next second, next minute, next week. Okay, Tammy. That dye. Oh, got to take a short break. That's right. Little secret sauce from your local sponsors and our national sponsors. That's why we're here. Because of them and you. Thank you, both of you. Great team. Thanks for being here. I'm Mark Evans from the Auto World Plaza. We'll be right back. And we're going to get Tammy nice and cool.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about, making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Got introduced to Ben Vaughn back in the day, not too long ago, with Rhino Records. And he was in L.A. and got an opportunity to talk to him. And he actually, Ben Vaughn is the gentleman who produced and came up and invented the music for that show that's no longer on the TV, Third Rock from the Sun. Really odd song, of course, as you know, the theme song. But he did that in a Rambler, a 1965 Rambler. The chords and all, the chords were going up into the exhaust and drilled a hole up through the floorboard, out of the exhaust, up into the floorboard to hook up to his amps and his guitars and all that. Never forget that day. And he, kind of a unique gentleman, he liked music and he made it happen. And he became very famous for that little theme song, Third Rock from the Sun. Hey, think about Lincoln. A little update that just came into my email. Bringatrailer.com, folks. Bring a trailer. If you really do want to take a vacation and think about cars and never have to worry about going to any place to see a car, go to bringatrailer.com. For example, like right now, just came in fresh. A 1961 Lincoln Continental convertible. Beautiful. Kind of a really light yellow original with the white walls on it. Sold on BAT, Bring a Trailer, BAT, 61, Lincoln Continental convertible, sold for $55,500. See? They keep going up in value. In fact, that's where our gifts are. We have an old 53, I think, isn't it? The Lincoln Continental out back here. The guys have been, my PR director, Bobby Biesser, he literally beat the living daylights out of it. Everybody takes out their, I said, get that sledgehammer and take it out there on the car. I guess we shouldn't have done that because $55,000? A sledgehammer just cost me. Anyway, hey, here's another update. A little Bring a Trailer. Remember the 1986 Jeep Grand Wagoneers? The Jeep Wagoneers are back. Well, this is a 1986 with the wood paneling on the side and all. Oh, I remember those. I worked on those vacuum problem childs all day long under the hood. Well, they're back. And they're, I don't know, I think they start like at $100,000. Well, this 1986 Jeep Grand Wagoneer sold for $38,000. Okay, let's get Tammy. She's listening to us on KZNU right there in St. George, Utah on AM 1450 and FM 93.1. Tammy's got a air conditioning problem that they put the dye in it, she says here, and all this, and it's just every year she says she's got to get it charged. Here's one of the biggest problems, Tammy. It's got the Freon 134, and here's the biggest problem. Folks, this goes over coast to coast here. Spirit. All of you listening across the pond on the internet apps, on GCNLive.com, etc. Thank you. All our great Auto World affiliate families. You get cold air from Freon. Duh, yeah. But if you have too much condensation slash water in your system, that means you have more water than Freon. And when you turn it on, Tammy, you will not get any cold air. So you might, you know, from your email here, you're saying they can't find a leak. They're saying they put the dye in there. They put the dye in because if you have a leak and it's a fluorescent dye, it's green. It's just one color. And then we have this really cool. Remember the black light posters? Oh, yeah. Farrah Fawcett black light poster. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Tater sent that into us here on Boise. Anyway, that light, we just, if it's leaking, that dye comes out where it's leaking. We just take that light and we just shine the light over and it just literally ignites it. And we know and see where it's at with our eyes, and we know where the leak is. That's why they do the dye. But Tammy, it sounds like to me your receiver dryer is completely full of water. Started as condensation, turned into water, and you have more water in the system than you do Freon. So what they've been doing to you, and this is like everybody, is if you got a receiver dryer, what that is, a little silver canister over there on the passenger side of your firewall on all of your vehicles, folks, even pickup trucks. After about 75 to 85,000 miles, it sweats on the inside also, just like it sweats on the outside of these air conditioning lines. As you notice, the sweat puddle underneath your vehicle when you park it, because those lines frost up, and when you, because you got the air conditioner on driving down the street, as soon as you park, the heat of the engine melts the frost, turns it into what? Water? Condensation turns into water. Drips down on the floor, on the ground, the road, on your driveway, and you have a water puddle, juice puddle. It's happening, it's doing the same thing inside your automobile, too. Inside those lines, inside the lines, which is inside your automobile. But you get that receiver dryer. It's a big sponge. It's a silver canister. That big sponge and that receiver dryer, as it's called, dries out and absorbs all that condensation. So the Freon keeps pumping through the system to blow cool air for you. Tammy, we need to evacuate the system, suck all the water condensation out, remove the receiver dryer, put a new receiver driver on there. They're not that much money now because we're selling a lot of them. I mean, they start at like $95 and go on up. Put a new receiver dryer on there and then put new PAG oil in. Okay, that's the air conditioning. It's called PAG oil. Different weights of that too, PAG. We put enough PAG oil in there, 3 to 4 ounces, and then we put HCF-134 Freon in there. And Tammy, you're going to see icicles on the end of your nose. I want a picture of that, okay? Hopefully that helps, Tammy. Appreciate it. And another thing, too, and you can do this test, too, for me, Tammy. I know that, you know, they didn't find any leaks. They keep telling you that and all that. All you have to do, and this goes out to all of you folks listening, thank you. We've got a few friends, a couple mil. Anyway, look for some juice, wetness, anywhere on your engine. You know, even if you don't know what air conditioning lines look like, that's fine. Just look for something. It should be all dry, and it should have basically like dust on it because your engine's a magnet for dirt and dust. And if you see something wet looking, oh, look at there. My air conditioning line is leaking right there at that fitting because it looks wet. There's your leak. That's how simple that is. Again, too, Tammy, there's sniffers that the shop should have. We have a sniffer that sniffs out it, sniffs the Freon leak out, and what it starts as a beep, 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 and the closer you get to the leak, it beeps faster. Just simple little tips like that help a lot. And by the way, folks, you can buy that beeper sniffer yourself. It's not that much money. You can buy that yourself, and like I said, it's a simple thing to use. You can also do your own Freon charge, but again, you can keep pumping Freon into a system that's full of water all day long, and all you're going to do is end up putting so much juice in there, Freon, that it's going to explode, and then you will have a leak. Thanks, Tammy. Appreciate you listening there, right there in St. George, Utah. Send me back an email that I can send you out. We get you a little gift packet out detail package out for you. It's got Mothers and Meguiar's and solution finish in there. I've got some wash drops in there. Throw away the hose. We don't need water. We got wash drops. Wash your car inside and out, and you're going to get also, I'm going to throw in a can of, guess what, Freon. That's right. And I can't ship the PAG oil in the mail, sorry, but you're going to get a can of Freon, Sue. And it's also going to have a little connector on it that you can install it yourself. And if you don't want to install it yourself, Tammy, just take it to your local shop and they'll just use that and get you saving some money. That's what it's all about here on Auto World. Now, we've got an answer here to the trivia question. The trivia question is, and looks like this gentleman is right. Awesome. Okay. The trivia question is, what year did rear view mirrors become standard equipment on production cars? Zach gets us, he gets us out of Salt Lake City, Utah. He's listening. He says on KBJA, let's do a shout out. Woo! Shout out to K-Talk. AM 1640, that's KBJA, right there in Sandy, Kearns, Ogden, and Salt Lake City. Zach says 1916. Zach, you're right. Congratulations. I should have called Dougie the Delahaye five-stick drummer, but he's not here today. Anyway, I'll do the drum roll for you. No, I won't. I do not play the drums. But congratulations, Zach. If you would, send me in. It is 1916 is when was the year of the rearview mirror that came into standard equipment on production cars. And can you see me now? How many times do you folks look in the rearview mirror of your automobile? I look in mine. I'm so defensive of a driver that it's like, what's a windshield? I don't even look at the windshield anymore. It seems like I'm looking in the driver's door. I'm looking in the rearview mirror because when you're driving old cars, you really don't want to meet somebody by accident because you can't find the parts to fix it. Thanks for joining me. Zach, send me an email address back. We'll get you a detail package out right down there in Salt Lake City. Woo! Hey, thanks for joining me, folks. Remember two things. Drive safe. Motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Welcome back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production. Thanks, everybody.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.